Hey everyone, I'm Crystal Escobar, and you're listening to the Wanna Be Balanced podcast. This is episode number 142. Today, I want to talk about my teenage self. As you know, I have been talking a lot about time management, and I'm just really, really into that. And so in my calendar, recently, I added about an hour per week to take time to reflect on old journals. And I'm starting with my teenage journal. So this Saturday, I was reading my journal entries from when I was 15, 16, and 17, all those junior high school years. And it was really interesting to go back and visit that young version of myself, still not understanding so much about life and the world and myself. So as I was reading the journal, lots of thoughts came to my mind. I really wondered how different I would have been as a teen if perhaps I understood my emotions and more about the brain and my thoughts and my beliefs, things that I'm so clear on now. But then as I was reading those entries, I was like, wow, I had no clue what was going on with me and why I was struggling so much with my overall mental well-being. I had no clue the effects that hormones were having on my mind. And I even read these entries, and now I can see so clearly the writings I did when I was about to start my period. Now I definitely understand more about hormones, how hormones can play a role in how I feel and sometimes influence my thoughts as well. So I was just wondering if back then, if someone had taught me about how much emotions, beliefs, and thoughts were having such a huge impact on my outlook on life and my own self-worth, maybe I could have avoided all of those really painful experiences. I was definitely trying to find love in all the wrong places. I was obsessed with getting attention from guys and dating, and all I could think about was who my crush was. I had no other hobbies or goals or anything. So it's really funny to read them. So I was wondering if that was just the way teenagers think, or if that was just a result of my lack of understanding and lack of education around emotions and thoughts and beliefs and the brain and all of that. Because everything definitely seemed so permanent. I did not comprehend how life worked when it comes to the impermanence of life and how things always pass, and the emotions that I'm feeling in the moment. I literally believed that I was destined to feel that way the rest of my life. But now when these emotions come up, I know that it's not going to last. So I have this little sliver of hope, knowing that it's okay, I can sit with this, it will pass. I'm just curious to know if all the stuff that I know now just can't be understood by the mind of a teenager, or if it was just because I didn't know anyone emotionally mature enough to explain to me why I was experiencing these things. It's just interesting to think about. Also, as I was reading these, I was imagining what it would be like as my 60-year-old self reading my journals now, and how cool that would be to get to talk to her, wondering what cool things she could teach me or just reveal to me how much I've grown and what cool things I've created up to that point. I really want to set aside some time in my calendar to write to myself from my 60-year-old self. Just imagine what the possibility of the kind of woman she is and the things that she's created and how much more confident she is and how she's really stepped into the ultimate truer version of herself. I'd like to take some time to visualize that woman and to imagine getting to talk to her and ask her some questions. Like if my 40-year-old self could have an hour to talk to my 20-year-old self, how cool would that be? I'd tell her first off how amazing her life has turned out and she has nothing to worry about. I worried so much about my future happiness. At that age, I feared being alone and unloved more than anything. I was just, it just really caused me to worry a lot, and especially when it came to dating and just taking everything so serious and just worrying a lot that I would end up alone. That was my biggest fear. So I would definitely take some time to say, don't worry. Everything is amazing. You have nothing to worry about. Just enjoy your life. Enjoy the journey, the process. It's all going to come together beautifully. My mind really played tricks on me then. I would also spend some time explaining how the mind works, about thoughts, emotions, hormones, and my beliefs, about the growth mindset. I would tell her to embrace her sexuality and stop feeling ashamed about all of it. I would explain to her about truth and what I know about religion, about fear and shame, and how it was the cause of all of my suffering, and so much more. I love reflecting on the teenage version of myself and seeing how much I've grown and the life that I've created up to this point. And I'm so proud of myself for how far I've come. I have come a long way. So it's really, I encourage you all to get back to journaling. If you've got out of the habit of journaling, I think a lot of teenagers do journal. I mean, most girls, I'm pretty sure of. But if you are not journaling right now, I highly encourage you to set aside time regularly, maybe not every day, but at least once a week, to document your life and where you are emotionally, mentally, the things that you've accomplish, the things that you're proud of about what you've done so far and what you've created so far. I think it's going to be a huge gift to yourself 20 years from now, just like these teenage journals have really been such a gift for me, because I would have forgotten about so many of the details that I wrote about in my journal. I would have forgotten about all of it. I mean, I have vague memories of myself at that age, and I know that I struggled a lot, but to get to down to the specifics and see how I used to view the world and how I used to read into everything and how I took everything so personal, and I struggled a lot with self-worth and feared and worried about my future. Man, it's really cool to just see how much I've grown, and I'm grateful to my teenage self for taking the time to document my life. But I also know that at that time, my journal was really like my therapist. It helped me a lot, even though I still was not understanding things at all. But I do think that it definitely helped soothe some of my anxiety, my fears, and helped me process the things that I was experiencing at the time. So I'm grateful I had that and knowledge of the importance of keeping a journal. And because it definitely helped me, and now I am grateful to have those. So anyway, I hope you guys are having a great week. I had those thoughts this weekend. I wanted to share them and also encourage you guys to start getting back to that journal. Kids are back in school, and I have been joyously working on my schedule, routines, and all things time management. I'm obsessed. Anyway, I'm now offering a 4-week one-on-one time management coaching package for $111. Isn't that a fun number? I will help you plan out your time in a way that creates more balance, efficiency, and of course, productivity. I really feel like time management is one of my superpowers, and I get so giddy anytime I get to help people in this area. So if you're needing help with your time management, then I'm your gal. All you got to do is schedule a free session with me using my calendar link. I'll put the link in the show notes. There we will discuss more about how I can help you balance your life and your time. In a nutshell, it includes weekly 30-minute one-on-one coaching and planning sessions, weekly to-dos and to-don'ts, as well as a live class where I go into all of my time management tips and answer all of your burning questions about efficiency and productivity, and I will just share my whole process with you.